dear family. Our country is in crisis, and we are literally at a crossroads between good versus evil in this upcoming election. I am not talking about the candidates. I'm talking about the slaughtering and harvesting of unborn babies. God's people and all Americans need to rise up for what is right and use their voice by casting their vote to save the unborn and not give way to evil and corruption. Help us, Lord, please, to not sit on the sidelines and do nothing. Jesus began speaking, "My children, you were created and given life for such a time as this. You must arise now and fight against ungodly acts. Charge the heavens with your onslaught of travailing prayers for the innocent and enlist the intercession of the saints. This is no time to be timid and shrink back into societal norms for fear of rocking the boat or being criticized for your beliefs. Show action and do what is right, do what is just, and do what is holy. The very depth of depravity is beyond your comprehension, dear ones. You will be shocked when you know the truth behind seemingly do-good people and organizations, when they are discovered and exposed for their part in profiting from child trafficking, the mutilation of their precious little bodies, and the selling of infant body parts. It will sicken your heart and soul to its very core when these horrors are revealed and brought into the light. So I'm asking you to stand up and fight against this darkness as a true warrior of God should fight. Pray for your children and for teachers with godly wisdom to educate them. Pray against the suppression of Christians and against an anti-gospel spirit. I do not work through the perfect candidate. I work through the imperfect and the willing to seek me for guidance. Put your trust in me, not in a person or a political party. I have called each of you to be the light, to be my hands and feet, and to be watchmen on the wall. Take heart, my dear ones. I love you, and I am with you." And that was the end of his message. Dear family, we strongly encourage you to vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Your absentee and mail-in votes also need to be received by November 5th. If you haven't registered to vote, please do so. Donald Trump needs our prayers and support. Please join us in praying against election and voter fraud. Cast your vote to stop the shedding of innocent blood and to preserve life. We need to hold ourselves accountable for our actions or our neglect to act, as someday we will all appear before God and give an accounting of our lives. We are children of the Most High and need to uphold righteousness, cry out against injustice, and participate in opportunities to do good. Let us turn the darkness into light. Pray that America will turn back to the only living God that has so richly blessed her and on which this nation was founded. Pray for a wave of revival in our nation, for a repentance of sin, for a reversal of wickedness, and for salvation. We give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Amen.